Here's an opportunity for you to get up to 75% off many of the resources you hear us promote on Issues Etc. It's Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturday, November the 2nd. Concordia Publishing House is located south of Interstate 44 at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. The 2013 warehouse sale, Saturday morning, November the 2nd at Concordia Publishing House, 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis.
Well, Jupiter might almost be a star. Whatever Jupiter's made of is the same stuff that you and I are made of, and the same stuff that came out of stars.
Don't you know that you are a shooting star?
The normal reaction is to say, well, a child isn't quite as valuable as an adult. Well, as a Christian, we have a response to that, which is Jesus, over and over again, insisting that it's actually the reverse.
It's not your faith that forgives or serves or moves the mulberry tree. It's your Jesus in whom faith trusts.
Wisconsin turkey producers love Issues Etc.
I don't know. Someone might say it seems fair, right? It's only fair. People who have issues with fertility, same-sex couples or differently sexed couples, if they're having fertility issues, they go to the fertility doctor. Shouldn't health insurance cover that? Jerry Brown, the governor of California, says yes, and he signed a law to that effect recently. What are the issues here? Is it just being fair, offering equal coverage to people regardless of their sexual orientation or their choice of partner? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Tuesday afternoon, October the 15th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse for the first few minutes of the program about a California bill that provides fertility coverage to gay couples if they need it. Bill McKeever will join us after that. We'll talk about the role of women in Mormonism. There's a little protest outside the tabernacle in Salt Lake City when there was a recent meeting of priests, Mormon priests there. The women were shut out. They said that is a problem that needs to be rectified. Pastor Tom Eckstein will join us after that. We'll talk about Jesus on homosexuality. It's often said that Jesus is silent on the issue. Is that really true? And then in hour two of Issues Etc. this Tuesday afternoon, our pastor's roundtable will be in John chapter 4, Jesus healing an official son long distance, just by a word. Pastor Jeff Hemmer and Pastor Hans Feeney will be our guest. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is a regular guest. She's founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she is author of the book Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
Look, if they're having fertility issues, why shouldn't same-sex couples be considered as equal recipients of the insurance benefits just like heterosexual couples?
Well, look, Todd, I don't want to shock you or any of your listeners, but each and every individual listening to this program is infertile. Every single individual has infertility issues. And the issue is that we all have in common. The issue is that you cannot create a child without a person of the opposite sex. That's the issue. And so in that sense, absolutely every single person is sterile, acting as an individual, and absolutely every single person needs the cooperation in some form or fashion of a person of the opposite sex. So what Jerry Brown is saying is he's trying to call it equality, that we're going to treat same-sex couples equal as everybody else. Well, they're already equal to everybody else. The fact is that kind of sexual activity cannot produce a child, and somehow they've got to get the cooperation of a person who's not part of their love relationship. And the question is, number one, why should anyone have it as their responsibility to help them have a child? You know, why is that anybody's job? Why does anybody have anything remotely like an entitlement in this area? So I think it's just completely, it's philosophic nonsense, it's biologic nonsense, and it's fraught with difficulties.
So to kind of follow up on that, when I hear Judy Appel, she's the executive director of Our Family Coalition, based there in San Francisco. They advocated for this bill. When she says, we, that is same-sex couples, have the right to marry now, and this further support for us will be able to create families, she's got her biology wrong.
Yeah, well, look, she's got her rights wrong. I mean, look, the fact is, Todd, nobody has a right to a child. Nobody has a right to have a baby. Nobody has that. And I say that as somebody who went through 4.5 years of infertility. You certainly feel like you've been deprived of something by the universe, you know. But the fact is, every single child is a gift from God and not an entitlement to anyone. And so to go down the path that she's talking about, yes, same-sex couples will be, in some respects, equal to opposite-sex couples. But there's a whole new realm of inequalities that they're introducing into law, namely that some children will have a right to know and be known by their biological parents, a legally recognized right. Your children, Todd, have a legally recognized right to know you as their father. But some children will not have a legally recognized right to know both of their biological parents. That's a new form of inequality being introduced into law. It's simply not possible to make everybody equal in every single dimension that marriage touches. That's what they're trying to, that's what they're trying to go for. But they are introducing whole new realms of inequality that are going to be far more insidious and far more problematic than anything we're dealing with today. And in particular, what this does is if your position is that everyone's entitled to have a child if they want one, if that's going to be our position, that means that children are no longer gifts from God. Children are commodities that people are entitled to have. And that means that the child is no longer the equal of the parent, that the child is a product created by somebody else, and the people who create or manufacture the child have rights that the child doesn't have. And that the idea that you can do that and preserve a whole society based on freedom and equality, I don't see how that's possible. I just don't see how the idea that all men are created equal is going to survive even a generation of that type of behavior.
The other kind of confusing thing about this is, since you say there always has to be a third party in each one of these cases, in the case of two men, there has to be a woman. In the case of two women, there has to be a man. I wonder if the insurance companies are comfortable with this idea that my insurance might cover a treatment for someone who isn't my spouse, in fact, but someone else. In the case of if it's my insurance as a man and I have a male partner, my insurance is now going to be required to cover treatments for a third person, namely the surrogate.
That's a very interesting point. That's a very interesting point. And typically surrogates don't get covered under these type of policies, Todd, so I'm not quite sure how that would get handled. The vast majority of these cases, of course, are IVF treatments where you've got a donor sperm. The reason that that's the vast majority of cases because it's cheap, you know, compared to doing all the egg donation and so on. That's a lot more expensive and so a lot less common. It's my understanding, and I could be mistaken, but it's my understanding that it's typically the surrogate mother's insurance coverage that covers her medical care. So that's in a way a kind of freebie that the intended parents receive, whether they be straight or gay. That's not the issue here. If your surrogate, if the woman you hire as a surrogate has coverage that covers her maternity care, you don't have to pay for that. You, the intended parents, don't have to pay for that in many, many cases. So I'm not sure how Jerry Brown thinks that's going to work out or how stable that is as a long-term situation. But see, here's the other thing. You're introducing into with state sponsorship and state encouragement and state endorsement, you're introducing into your married life the genes of a third party. And in some respects, that is like creating a step family, right? Because one party is genetically related to the child, and the other party is not genetically related to the child. So some people want to say that, oh well, since they intended the child to have the child from the beginning, it's nothing like a step family. Well, that's not really true. It's something like it, and we don't know exactly how that's going to pan out or how that's going to work out. From, for example, the child's point of view, you know, how's a child going to feel relating to the parent who's not biologically related to them? Well, we already are seeing stories about that, about what that's like from the child's point of view. you know, that quite often they feel like a leftover, or they feel like they're a fifth wheel or a third wheel, or there'll be resentment between the adults because one's genetically related and the other one isn't. And here I'm talking about straight couples. You know, these we already have information about straight couples about how people react. So you think because they're lesbians that they're not going to have those feelings? I just think it beggars the imagination to believe that all of those kind of natural biological attachments are somehow going to disappear and somehow going to be suppressed. And somehow nobody's ever going to feel that again. That just doesn't seem very plausible to me.
With less than a minute here before we let you go, tell us about the Ruth Institute's online petition that you're putting together to send a message to the news media about Pope Francis.
Well, yeah, you know, I've been a little frustrated. As a Roman Catholic, your listeners know I'm a Roman Catholic, and I know none of you guys hold that against me. The news media have kind of had a field day with some of the statements that Pope Francis have made, with the NARAL Pro-Choice America going so far as to put a thank you Pope Francis message on their Facebook page, which is really pretty silly. So what we wanted to do at the Ruth Institute is to call attention to all of the many pro-life statements and pro-life actions that Pope Francis has taken, so that people can we can set the record straight with a narrative of our own. You know, so that the media wants to create a narrative that says Pope Francis is really on our team, but we want to say no, that's not true. The Pope is still Catholic, oddly enough. He is still Catholic, and he is still pro-life and pro-marriage. So you can go to actright.com and type in Ruth Institute, and the Thank Pope Francis petition will pop right up, and you can sign it.
Folks, you can find a link to this online petition under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Jennifer, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, Bill McKeever will join us. We're going to talk about the role of women in Mormonism. What is it, and what do some women who are protesting in Salt Lake City want it to be? Stay tuned.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Would you like to help your son or daughter achieve their maximum athletic potential? Hi, this is Jeff Schwarz, General Manager of Lutheran Public Radio. My friend, fellow parishioner, and certified athletic trainer, Kevin Reisick, is the owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. Arch Fitness specializes in sports performance training for middle school to collegiate level athletes. For more information, call Kevin at 618-670-6952. 618-670-6952.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's an opportunity for you to get up to 75% off many of the resources you hear us promote on Issues Etc. It's Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturday, November the 2nd. Concordia Publishing House is located south of Interstate 44 at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. The 2013 warehouse sale, Saturday morning, November the 2nd at Concordia Publishing House, 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.